Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close from Rabo AgriFinance. We're back with Don in just a moment.
Last year, Oklahoma experienced devastating wildfires.
22 Oklahoma counties under a state of emergency because of the wildfires.
Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
I'll never forget the night of the wildfires. There were thousands and thousands of head of livestock lost, ranches destroyed. People lost everything. It was devastating. Todd Lamb came out. He visited with the ranchers and farmers and the community. He gave them hope. He gave them encouragement. He took on a leadership role. He found out what we needed, and then Todd delivered. Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
Back in January at the Cattle Industry Convention, we sat down and visited with Don Close of Rabo AgriFinance about a study that he had authored regarding retail shopping today and how it has a potential impact on the cattle industry. He presented from that study at the recent Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers meeting down in Fort Worth, and we had the opportunity to sit down with him, finding out what he's discovered since that study was released.
If there's anything that has really changed in that whole arena since you and I would have talked in Phoenix, it's just there's not a day goes by that you don't see a press release of somebody, you know, since that time, Target has bought one of the meal ship delivery service. We had the rumors in the market this week of Target and Kroger possibly talking some kind of M&A activity. You've got Walmart's gone in with the home delivery piece now. HEB Grocery announced, you know, meal kits for kids. That if anything, Ron, that whole thing is accelerating so fast, and it's so fluid that it's really hard to say it's going to have, you know, this is the final outcome. We're seeing, you know, certainly the millennials and the families with a number of small kids are really the first to pick up on that. I've seen some research published that really the users of those services are spread across the age demographics way more than what we were first giving them credit for. So, you know, it's been accepted by about everybody.
And, of course, you were trying to draw a few conclusions about what that means for beef producers and what we're producing and how we market.
A couple of different areas. On the meal kits, I have some concerns of the number of beef items that would be excluded just because of the price sensitivity of those kits. But at the same time, I think the meal kits can offer beef to non-beef users or light beef users as they're seeing those high glossy photos of those finished items every week. So I think it could be an avenue for us to increase beef usage there. The other area that I think is the key opportunity is because the instruction sheet comes with those, I think it would, and on price point, I think it would give us an avenue to better utilize a lot of the undervalued cuts, a lot of the new cuts from the chuck that aren't really being utilized today, and any improvement we would see there would be a direct pass-through to cutout values. So I like that. On the whole online shopping side of that, if you take conventional grocery sales have been a pull item, that retailer is largely dependent to stock an item, and he runs sales and end caps and all the stuff. But he's really dependent on what sells to know what to reorder. Mm-hmm. As we make this transition to online, with the algorithms, we have the ability to know when they buy, what they buy. We know the frequency that they reorder. Mm-hmm. So suddenly the retailer, the supplier, has the ability to push items to those customers to say, hey, it's time that you rebuy this item. Right. And I think there's incredible opportunity there.
Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 19th through the 21st at the Bennett Event Center at Oklahoma State Fair Park. More than 350 exhibitors will feature the latest technology for farm and ranch. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Enjoy daily music performances by Rusty Ryerson and test drive and enter to win a new zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.